This is WAMU 88.5. I'm Esther Chamakili. A pair of D.C. council members clinched nominations for higher offices in last week's Democratic primary. That means two seats are likely to come open on the council, assuming they cruise to easy wins as expected in the November general election. Jockeying has already started over who might fill those seats and how that process will work. WAMU's senior D.C. politics reporter Alex Coma is here to explain. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
All right. D.C. just went through a grueling election season. Are you saying there will be another round of this next year?
In short, yes. Ward 4 Councilmember Janice Lewis-George won the nomination for mayor, and at-large Councilmember Robert White won the contest for D.C. delegate. So barring some sort of huge upset in the deep blue city, they'll easily win those seats in November, and that sets up the need to fill their seats through the end of their terms in 2028. So there's some question over timing. It depends on when each one resigns, but they've both indicated they plan to stay in their seats through the end of the year. Then they'll get sworn in. And that will, you know, kick off the need for special elections. The city will schedule those probably sometime in late spring or early summer of 2027.
And what will the process for filling those seats look like?
For Lewis-George's seat, it's pretty simple. There's just a special election, and this is a desirable council seat. If Lewis-George goes on to become mayor, that will mean three of the city's last four mayors will have had the Ward 4 seat before winning the city's top job. It's a politically engaged ward that covers neighborhoods along the northern border with Maryland. So expect to see progressive allies of Lewis-George be very interested in this, and perhaps even some moderate allies of current mayor Muriel Bowser, who have run in this race before.
What makes filling Robert White's at-large seat different than filling a ward seat?
Yeah, I wish it was simple, but of course, there's always some complexity. And unlike Lewis-George's seat, because the at-large seat is open to the whole city, that means more candidates, for one, but the process is completely different. White is a Democrat, and so the city's Democratic Party will pick someone to temporarily hold his seat. This last happened back in 2012, when the party committee picked Anita Bonds, who went on to hold a council seat for the next 14 years before retiring this year. That's why the down-ballot elections to pick the steering committee for the Democratic Party was so consequential. A more progressive group of candidates known as the Free DC Slate won most of those races, so they'll be in the driver's seat for this process. Sam Bonner, one of the members of the slate, says he hopes to see the committee assess a broad variety of applicants and maybe even use ranked choice voting to pick a winner.
These are the types of people who we would want to appoint, you know, people who are willing to confront the powerful, wealthy developers, the folks who have a lot in the city, who've done really well, like people who are willing to be courageous and take those tough votes.
But after the Democrats choose that replacement, that person still needs to win a special election, and there's no guarantee that they will, especially because you might see big names get into this race, like former Councilmember Kenya McDuffie, who just lost the mayoral race to Lewis-George.
And how much will all of this cost the city?
Of course, it's probably going to be another few million dollars to run these elections, and the D.C. Council did just send more funding to the Elections Board to manage this, particularly after we were hearing reports of voting machines failing in the primary. There's also a real question whether the city has enough money to keep offering public financing for the candidates after these very expensive primaries. Lawmakers are optimistic they've got enough money to keep doing so, even for these special elections. But it's really prompted a lot of debate about the structure of the program and whether the match is too generous for candidates raising small dollar contributions. There's a lot we still don't know.
All right. I'm sure you will be following all of this as it shakes out. That is WAMU senior D.C. politics reporter Alex Coma. Alex, as always, thanks for your reporting.
Thank you.